Hey there, Todd Feinberg. Tuesday, home of the revolution, right here. We are crafting the future. Crafting it to look a lot like the past. We want to have a principled society, a constitutional society. One in which liberty is our pursuit, protection from government, the way the founders intended it to be, and the way the plunderers have made it not in the least. Joining us now to talk about these types of issues, why not? Because that's all I want to talk about. Shari Williams is here from the Leadership Program of the Rockies. You've never heard of it. Well, you know, I'm not too familiar either. Shari, welcome to WTIC.
Well, I'm happy to be on, Todd. Thank you.
You have a lot to brief us on. Like, what is this Leadership Program of the Rockies?
We are bringing an exciting program to Connecticut, and we want everyone to know about it because I think it's going to change the culture of Connecticut.
Well, that's certainly certainly on a political level, that cultural change is needed. Tell us about it. How will it change the political culture here, or the culture in general?
Program is called the Charter Oak Leadership Program, and mm-hmm. people can go on our website and check it out. But what it is it's a really unique kind of training program that helps people learn how to think first and then how to actually engage their fellow citizens to make a difference. And all my life, I've been involved in politics, but I've been frustrated. And I bet some of your listeners have been frustrated, too, because you yell at Washington, you're frustrated with what goes on at the state, and yet you feel like you can't make a difference. This training program empowers you to be able to be what I call a seller. So I'm sure you've heard the phrase yellers, tellers, and sellers. Well, most people are yellers or tellers, and they don't sell their ideas. And so this program is going to hopefully help them sell their ideas.
Well, this idea of selling, I think, is really important because it represents an action which people can undertake to affect the change they want to affect. And it's one of the frustrations of the listeners here, I think, at WTIC, is they know government isn't operating the way it's supposed to. They
right.
know that the people who are holding elected positions are lying and cheating and misrepresenting in order to get what they want for themselves, not for the people.
Yes.
And the trouble is, when you want to change that, how do you convert your frustration and your desire to yell into action?
Right. Well, I'll give you a little bit of my history. So ever since I was 5 years old, I've been involved in politics, going door to door. I was a Youth for Reagan delegate. I worked in Washington. I've worked on initiative campaigns all over the country. And I felt like I did some good, but I wasn't really making a difference. And then I came upon this idea of this leadership training, and it changed my entire perspective. Because what it did is gave me simple ways in which to compel other people, and then they put the pressure on the politicians. So right now, the politicians are just an exact reflection of our culture. Now, they're not a reflection of my desires or probably your desires, but cumulatively, it's where the culture is going. And so we've got to change that before we're going to change the state house or Washington.
Wait, we've got to change the culture? That sounds like a really tall order.
I know. Isn't it, though? But it's fascinating to see how it works. You've read books that talk about how in an instant people can make a decision, books like Blink. Well, what we do is we give people fundamental knowledge and a lens to look at liberty first before they make their decisions on individuals to vote for or issues to support or ideas to promote. And the thing is, most people, whether they be on the left or the right, have lost this way of figuring out how to support something. And so what we do is we do really complex ideas in a very short form, and then we give it to people who are already kind of leaders. So let me tell you about the example in Colorado, if that's mm-hmm. okay.
Sure.
So in Colorado, we have 1,500 graduates that have gone through this program. We have, I have three congresspeople. Mm-hmm. I have half the Republicans in the state legislature, a federal judge, and we're a county state. You guys aren't a big county state, but we're a county state. And in some counties, every single county commissioner is a graduate of our program.
Oh, I'm liking this idea already, for everybody to have the same intellectual framework and to understand both what they want to achieve and what the mechanism is going to be to get it done.
Yes. And the magic ingredient is that it's not just politicians that go through this program. It's doctors, it's educators, it's business leaders, people who are of the culture. And because they know how to communicate to these politicians, what we call it is a proximity impact. They have these ideas, and what they do is they spread them to everybody around them, and then the politicians take note, and they start behaving better. And so not only do potential politicians go through the class, but people that want to influence the debate actually go through the class, and that's where we get our great results.
So
and
if we look at,
I've ever seen in Connecticut.
I'm sorry, say the last thing again.
Oh, it's not something I've seen in Connecticut. We do is we have a fight between, you know, parties, but we don't do is agree on a framework for making decisions.
One of the things that I noticed in our legislative cycle that we just went through was that I had this light bulb moment when I realized that the Republicans weren't acting as an opposition party to the ruling Democrats, that they were just... somehow things were happening, even though they were there. I wasn't hearing yelling and screaming in opposition. I was suddenly seeing a vote taking place for something that was appalling, that Republicans would be hurt by, and they were cooperating with having it be passed. And I think the only way that can happen is if there aren't people understanding the dynamics and the principles and how to affect the ruling class with the opinion of the people. And so I like this idea of, if we look at it from the direction of the citizens, what you're doing is you want to get random citizens who have no label on them saying, I've been trained, but you just want them out there espousing the belief system that we all agree on.
Well, and think about this. If you're a politician and you want to do the right thing, but you think nobody's behind you, after a while, you kind of get discouraged. And so I always say that we're building an army for freedom, a group of people that understand the difference between freedom and force. Now, that sounds very simplistic, but when it comes to all kinds of issues, whether it's no tolls or school regionalization or whatever might be going on in Connecticut, there is a way to look at those issues and get excited about how you can explain it to your neighbor, and then hopefully your neighbor will join you in a way that makes the politicians go, oh, wait, we're hearing about this. We want to reflect this from the people. But right now, I think there's a lot of discouraged people out there that think they can't make a difference.
Well, yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And the politicians work to make us feel that way. We're talking with Shari Williams, president of the Leadership Program of the Rockies. And you're bringing this program to Connecticut. People can learn about it at charteroakleadership.org. But tell us, you've got an event plan. Tell us about that.
We do. We have several events. And what happens at these events is we show you how this works and we'll familiarize people and give them an application, because this is a very competitive process. We don't just take anyone. What we want is people that really are fertile for these ideas and have a sphere of influence and want to make a difference. And so what we ask them to do is apply, and then they get it interviewed, and then we start the classes in September. And so August 2nd is our deadline for these applications. Now, you don't have to go to our events, but it's a place where you can get all your questions asked. And our first one coming up next Monday is on July 8th in Hartford at the Capitol Grill on Front Street. And people can RSVP by going to our website, thecharteroakleadership.org. And then we have another one on Wednesday, July 17th in Plantsville. And we are sending out emails. And if people want to sign up and get our information, we're happy to give it to them.
So the event next week is kind of a chance for people to ask questions and learn more, get oriented on what the concept is. Is that right?
Right. Check us out and also hear from four people. We had four Connecticut residents that actually spent the last year flying to Colorado and going through this 9-month training. So one from Meriden, one from Farmington, one from Greenwich, and one from Old Lyme. And they came into Colorado and they joined with 65 other people in Colorado to learn these techniques and ideas. Now they are helping us start it in Connecticut.
So they went through 9 months of training?
They did. One of my favorite stories is one of our women, she has, I think, a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and 4-year-old. So you'd say, hey, this lady is crazy if she's doing this. Well, she doesn't possibly have time. And I said, well, come out and see our alumni so you can see what we do. And she flew out to Colorado and she said, Shari, I don't think I can not do this now. I mean, as busy as I am, this is that important for my kids' future. And so every Thursday, she would fly out, or once a month on Thursday, mm-hmm. she would fly out of Kennedy Airport, fly into Colorado, go through a whole day-long class, and hear some of the best speakers in the entire country on these ideas. We talk about capitalism, we talk about the American founding, and we talk about how to communicate better in a way that is compelling to your fellow citizens.
Okay, I like that you just got a little bit specific about the areas that are covered, because I think this is where people will find a connection. What you're saying is this is rooted in the fundamental premise
yes.
that America was formed around.
Yes, that's so important, because the American founding is kind of like a cake recipe. Most people don't know how to make that cake anymore. And so when the politicians are offering up different issues, they just don't really know what the ingredients are going in. So they talk about the issues, but they don't really talk about the fundamental ingredients. We help people understand the fundamental ingredients of that cake, and then they know how to go out and bake it themselves and tell people what the recipe is. And besides the American founding, we talk about capitalism. Now, mm-hmm. that is a word that is being bandied about a lot in all the presidential debates, and a lot of people don't like it. Well, we are defenders of capitalism, and the reason we defend it is because we think it's the only moral system that goes with the American founding. The ability to trade freely and not have government interfere is one of our most important aspects of the American founding, and as we come up on 4th of July, we have to remember that and tell our fellow citizens.
All right, Shari, hold on one sec. We're going to take a quick break. I want to learn more about this link between capitalism and the founding concepts and documents and all. Shari Williams is our guest. Stay with us on WTIC. You know me. I like anything that's pushing constitutional values, and that's exactly what this is about. And bringing them to Connecticut would be a really good thing, because there's been a certain group of people trying to run constitutional values out of the state for a long time, and they've been pretty successful. We're talking with Shari Williams from, well, she's the president of the leadership program of the Rockies, but the thing going on here you can find at charteroakleadership.org, and they've got an organizational meeting for people who are interested on Monday evening next week from 5 to 7 at the Capitol Grill in Hartford. But people need to get cleared through the website in order to be part of this meeting at the restaurant. Is that right?
Yes, they need to RSVP so we know that they're coming.
Okay, but that's it. You're not going to quiz them or
no
anything.
No charge for it. It's just an informational meeting, and I love the discussion.
So you mentioned capitalism before we took the break, and the link between it and the premise of the Constitution. And is capitalism not in any concrete way talked about in the Constitution or the founding documents? Because to me, capitalism is the most democratic of democratic values. That is, you know, every day people are expressing their desires for their society and shaping the formation of their society by how they spend their money.
Right. Well, and that's what we teach, is there's an integration between the ideas of the Declaration of Independence and capitalism, because everything about the Declaration said we should honor and support, and the only role of government is really to protect your ability to be self-reliant, that the proper role of government is to protect your individual rights, and your individual rights to make decisions about how you trade with others is infringed on all the time now, because government acts like it knows better. But the truth of the matter is we have to get back to these constitutional ideas, and we have to remember that we are a constitutional republic.
Talk about how that infringement is going on, though.
Oh, that infringement is going on every day, because every decision now is seen through the lens of the collective, that the collective is smarter than the individual, and they have to tell you what to do and how to get your health care. And we need to take taxes from you, because then we'll be smart, and then we're going to decide how that money should be spent.
But when they're pitching something specific, Shari, we just went through this in Connecticut for paid family medical leave, and
yes,
they put such a wonderful sales pitch on it, and people get sucked in. Oh, this will be good. I'll be able to get money if I need to take time off from work. What's wrong with that?
Right. Well, what's wrong with it is it's going through another party and not letting you make decisions. And so we have a graduate from Connecticut, is an African-American woman who works a lot on education reform ideas. And she said, before I went through this program, I was not exposed to the ideas of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I didn't know what that meant exactly, and I didn't understand that I have value and that I can trade that value. It was government kept telling me they got to decide what kind of value I had. And so every issue, it sounds really good that we want to help other people, but in fact, at what cost and who is actually going to pay? And doesn't it erode the soul of the person who is getting that help, but in fact not being allowed to make decisions on their own? And we think that's evil. We think that is, you pretend that you're helping them, but what you're really trying to do is force them and control them. And so we make that very clear in the class, and we use a lot of issues and say, hey, this is tough stuff. But if you have clarity on these ideas, then you can argue it and you can sell it to your fellow citizens. And that's not what's happening right now. We got to change that.
The other thing I notice is that there is this huge flow of money as a result of all the decades and centuries of politicians trying to figure out how to undo that understanding of our government and get the money in their own hands so they
right.
get to understand. And people instinctively think, because we're good-natured and trusting, that the politicians are trying to think of good things to do with the money. But what they're really trying to do is figure out how to keep themselves in power, because that's what politicians think about. That's their job.
Well, and not only that, they forgot the rule book. The Constitution is the rule book. And during the middle of a football game, we don't go and change the rule book. But politicians all the time are trying to increase their powers and increase regulation, which really means increase their force over other people. And they do it for their own means. And the people are in charge. And that's what we've forgotten, is that we're their bosses. And we're supposed to hold them accountable. And we have to have enough civic knowledge that what we're doing is we're self-reliant on our own, and we're restrained, so we don't need a big government. And in fact, we're assertive about when they go over the line and start doing things that aren't proper for the government. And we have to have some civic knowledge. And guess what? In the education system anymore, civic knowledge has gone out the window. We're bringing it back, but what we're doing is bringing it back to influencers and decision makers, so that they can help make sure that children and young people learn those, because right now nobody's learning those civic ideas.
Yes. So people in Connecticut who want to learn this, they can.
Yes.
The classes are going on this fall.
Mm-hmm.
They come once a month if they join this thing, right? It's
yes,
once a month on a Friday. Third Friday of every month, and it's not for politicians, it's for people who care and think about these things, right?
Yes, and what I do is I ask people, ask yourself if you're an influencer, because they might end up being a politician, but hopefully they'll have the right ideas. These are people that want to make a difference and say, can I influence others? And do I have those techniques? And do I have the raw material to be built into something where I'm really influential? So we interview them and we ask them about their experience, their ability to communicate, their ideological fertility to these mm-hmm. ideas, and whether or not they're going to have leadership potential within their community.
Okay, so everybody who's interested from this conversation should go to charteroakleadership.org. There's an organizational meeting Monday night, which they can sign up for if they want, at
yeah.
the Capitol Grill in Hartford. That's next Monday, the 8th, from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Great.
We got like 30 seconds. Anything else you want them to know?
I just want them to go to our website, check us out, and know that freedom is at stake. And it is up to every single one of us. I think back about the founders and what they were willing to give up against mm-hmm. the largest superpower in the world. And I'm inspired by what they did, and I want to keep it. And especially as we enter into 4th of July, I say, look to yourself and know that it's exactly us that ought to be changing the country.
All right. Shari Williams is the founder of the Leadership Program of the Rockies. Go to charteroakleadership.org. Thank you so much, Shari.
Thank you, Todd.
Great to talk with you.
Great to talk to you, too. Bye-bye.